KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A governance expert says Cabinet's decision to postpone the budget speech over tax hike disagreement in the GNU is democracy in action.
This is a natural process. What is happening now is not unique to South Africa. This has happened in Europe, where coalition partners, they struggle to sometimes reach consensus. Obviously, it calls for give and take and compromise. I think what the DA has said of the ANC is that sometimes they act as if they still are a government on their own and not a government of national unity.
The unprecedented delay is understood to be largely due to members of the executive butting heads over a proposed 2% VAT hike. Instead of Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana taking to the podium at 2 p.m., National Assembly Speaker Toko Didiza called the House to order and explained that the budget would no longer be tabled today. In response, opposition parties said they needed to be included in the decision-making process. But the University of the Free State's Dr. Harlan Kluta says that's not the nature of politics.
There's a government and then there's an opposition. It will go against the GNU agreement if we take our differences outside of the GNU. It's for these parties to come and sit and have the maturity to try and iron out that. I think it's a good thing. You know, rather it happens now than later.
Meanwhile, Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, Davi Roert, says raising VAT to 17% would have a dire impact on already vulnerable communities.
Some are very much against the 2% VAT increase, provided some of the other taxes, especially company taxes, are reduced. But obviously, that is not going to happen. But if there was a 2% VAT increase, that would have been upward pressure, would have made it much more difficult for the Reserve Bank to achieve their inflation target. So interest rates would have remained relatively high. And that, of course, would have put even more pressure, especially on the poor in South Africa, because VAT is a so-called regressive tax. It's much heavier on the poor than on the better-off sections of the population.
The High Court in Durban has dismissed an application to halt Tonga Hulett's business rescue plan. The bid was made by the Mozambique-based RGS Group Holdings, which had hoped to acquire the sugar giant's assets. The business rescue plan includes selling the assets to Vision Group, which is led by billionaire Robert Gumede. The court has ruled that RGS failed to prove urgency and ordered it to pay costs. The group says it aims to challenge the plan later. Further afield, Denmark has allocated $7 billion, or around 130 billion rand, for extra defence spending in this financial year. It comes amid tensions between the EU and the US Trump administration as Washington pivots in the war in Ukraine. And German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and opposition leader Friedrich Merz will face off in a final head-to-head debate this evening, 4 days before the election. The state of the German economy, security, immigration and US-European tensions are expected to feature prominently in the clash. The resurgent far-right Alternative for Germany party has surged to second place in the polls ahead of Sunday's vote. Donald Trump's administration has waded into the campaign with strong backing for the AfD. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.